Chapter 7. The hallways of Dunwoodle School were nothing like the friendly hallways of Nori's old ordinary school. And they were nothing like the elegant hallways of Sage Academy either. The floors of Dunwoodle were linoleum. The walls were white, and there were red fire extinguishers hanging every 2 yards. Large signs announced rules in big black letters. No fires except in the flare lab. No flying except in the flyer's court or the yard. Visible human shapes to be used in the hallways at all times. And animal friends are not allowed. Not everyone was obeying these rules, however. Two big fuzzy boys had mice peeking out of their jacket pockets. Several flyers were hovering 2 feet off the floor, talking about their summer vacations. Nori turned a corner and nearly stumbled over 3 black kittens, running away as if their lives depended on it. They must have seen Pepper, she thought. Poor little kittens. Ahead of her, she saw a water fountain. Then, she didn't. It had disappeared. Then, a girl walked by. A stream of water splurted from the invisible fountain and soaked the girl's shirt. She scowled and said to the air, Jeremy Huang, I know that's you. Nori couldn't see Jeremy Huang, but she could hear his laughter. There didn't seem to be anybody around to stop him from playing the trick again. Nori made a mental note to stay at least 5 feet away from every water fountain. Dunwoodle felt like a maze. The deeper Nori went, the more lost she got. Where was she supposed to go? What was her classroom number again? Margot had told her before bed, but that seems so long ago now. Nori couldn't remember. A flare girl with flaming candlesticks ran past, laughing deliriously. Nori jumped to the side. Then she turned a corner and had to duck fast as a bat nearly crashed into her head. Ah! She hadn't been in school for more than 10 minutes and already she needed a break. She looked around and saw a door marked Supply Closet. Very cautiously, she opened the door and found a nice, ordinary supply closet. Phew, she could rest there for a minute. Without anyone noticing, Nori slipped inside and let out a shaky sigh. It was dim, but not completely dark. There was a window at the top of the door. Nori saw brooms and mops and buckets in the back. Metal shelves lined the walls, stocked with cleaning products. There were about 20 fire extinguishers and way too many bags of cat litter. Nori sank to the floor. She drew her legs to her chest and propped her arms on her knees. Deep breath, she told herself again. Look on the bright side, remember?
Would you like a lemon drop? A voice asked.
Nori's head snapped up. She peered into the shadows. A girl stepped out from behind the mop. She was small and Asian American with a sweet round face. She had thick black hair and 2 ponytails and wore a baggy denim dress. It looked like a hand-me-down. The girl fished a lemon drop from a small yellow box and handed it to Nori.
Why are you hiding here? She asked.
It's my first day, Nori said lamely. She popped the lemon drop into her mouth. It was sour and good.
Mine too.
And it isn't anything like my ordinary school, Nori explained. It's so big. There are all these animals and invisible water fountains and 1 million fire extinguishers. A bat flew at my head. I got turned around and couldn't find my classroom. The girl nodded.
I got locked in a locker, she said. 3 8th-grade flickers made me invisible, then they tossed me in without anyone noticing. They just left me there.
That's awful.
Well, I'm very short, said the girl. It's tempting, I suppose.
How did you get out? The girl sighed.
Principal Gonzalez is a flicker. He heard me banging on the locker. He opened it and made me visible again. Then he told me to go right to class, but I saw those same mean 8th graders coming down the hall looking for more victims, so I ducked in here instead.
I have to go to this class for wonky kids, Nori blurted, surprising herself. Everyone else in the class is going to be wonky too. Can you think of anything more terrible?
The kids who are normal are going to make fun of us the whole year. I know it.
The girl nodded.
Upside down magic. They put me in that class, too.
They did? Why?
The girl checked her watch.
Class starts in 1 minute, she said.
She extended her hand and helped Nori up.
It'll be okay. Maybe.
Come on.
They slipped out of the supply closet. Nori kept close to her new friend as they strode down the hall. They stopped a few feet in front of a classroom.
Room 151, the girl said. This is it. Ms. Star's class.
Nori grabbed her arm.
Hey, watch out for a kid named Pepper, she whispered. He's a fierce, and there've only been two in the whole world. He's super dangerous, even to humans.
The girl looked shocked.
What?
We should sit together, said Nori. Okay? We can protect each other from Pepper.
The girl looked at her funny and opened the classroom door. The room inside was bright and sunny with 8 desks on one side and a large carpeted area on the other. A stack of mats was rolled up in one corner, and a pile of yellow umbrellas leaned against the wall. A large cupboard with a glass door was filled with what looked like brightly colored sweaters. Another held art supplies. There was a bookshelf stuffed with paperbacks. A poster on the wall read, "Remember the kid who gave up? Neither does anyone else." There were still fire extinguishers all along the walls, but at least it was a cheerful room. Ms. Star walked toward them as they entered. She had perfect posture and bright lipstick. She had darker skin than Nori and wore her hair up in a bun. Her bright yellow cardigan matched a shirt with yellow polka dots. She ushered Nori and the girl with the lemon drops into the room.
"Our last 2 students," she said.
"Welcome, welcome. I am Ms. Star."
Nori looked at her classmates. The 8 desks were in 2 rows of 4. 2 girls and 2 boys sat in the front. Elliot was by himself in the back row. He gave Nori a quick wave. Nori smiled back. The 3 desks nearest to him were empty. Andres floated on the ceiling with his red leash dangling down. One of the empty desks was probably his. That left 2 empty desks, one for Nori and one for the lemon drop girl. So everyone in the class was here. 8 desks, 8 kids. Nori studied the 2 boys in the front row, trying to figure out which one was Pepper. One was a large, freckled, blonde boy with ruddy skin and thick eyebrows. Maybe even thuggish eyebrows. He wore a sports jersey. The other was a darker, wiry boy with short hair and a hole in his jeans. He slumped in his chair and spun a pencil in his fingers. Nori guessed Pepper was the large, thuggish one. She was scared of him already. Ms. Star shook Nori's hand.
"You're Eleanor Horace, yes?"
"Yes, but I go by Nori."
"Class, say hello to Nori Horace."
"Hello, Nori Horace," they chorused.
Ms. Star turned to the lemon drop girl.
"And here you are as well," she said.
She smiled at the girl as if she already knew her and liked her.
"Class, say hello to Pepper Fan."
"Hello, Pepper Fan."
Nori gulped.
"Pepper? Did Ms. Star just say Pepper?"
The thuggish boy wasn't Pepper the Fierce.
The girl with the lemon drops was Pepper the Fierce.
Nori's vision blurred and her heart sped up. Her body started to tingle.
"Oh no, oh no, oh no."
Fur, tail, claws, teeth. There, in the first period of the first day of school, Eleanor Boxwood Horace turned into a bitten.